lot of our veterans in our county, which total over 6,400, have gone either unserved or underserved, and this is going to be a great step forward for our veterans to be able to receive services that they haven't been able to get in the past. This gentleman will, or young lady, will be hired by the county as a county veterans counselor to help in any matters that they have in regards to veterans benefits for themselves or their families.
Now, one of the things, Dave, is that when we had spoke with some of the folks with the Veterans Alliance, the issue came up that this is a position that is not uncommon in other counties around the state, but Marquette County has not had one.
That's correct. We are the only county in the entire Upper Peninsula that did not have a county veterans counselor, and by the grace of God and the voters out there supporting this, we're finally going to have one, and we're hoping to have this person on board sometime by early January. So we've got our work cut out for us and get that person on board, and then we're going to move forward as quickly as we can.
Now, with this position, with this veterans counselor position, this sounds like services that several times we've talked with folks either with the Jacobetti home or with the state that there may have been some information available through other sources, but this is a little bit different, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I worked with a gentleman down in Grand Traverse County a while back to assist my dad in him getting his benefits, and something that I learned about the county veterans counselor is a focus on folks within your county. They don't have to branch out into other counties. They can stay focused on our county and help our veterans. And needless to say, there is a big need for this service out there. And so it's going to be certainly a blessing to be able to help a lot of those folks that never had or wasn't aware of. The other thing that we're going to be able to do with this position is get information out to our veterans so that they know what is available.
One thing I want to mention is that with Marquette County, its geographic size and its population, we've got veterans somewhere around 10 to 15% of the total population, don't we?
That's correct. And with over 6,400 veterans just in our county, and as you mentioned, our county is the largest land mass in the whole state, and so it's going to require a lot of work and effort to cover those folks, especially in the outlying areas that have gone unserved.
You mentioned that your work is cut out for you as a group. Now, what is the process? I'm assuming you sort of start soliciting people, soliciting resumes for the position, and still hope to have somebody hired fairly soon.
That's correct. The county board will actually be appointing a 5-member organization to review applications for this position. And once we have gone through all the applications, then we submit names to the county that we believe would do a good job in this position. And so that's our plan of action. And hopefully in the next few weeks, we'll get a lot of things rolling and get things going so that it can be happening by the first of the year, because there's a lot of need out there.
Dave Hall with us this morning. He is the vice chair of the Marquette County Veterans Alliance. We're discussing the successful passing of the special millage that will pay for a county veterans counselor position in the county. You know, Dave, it is Veterans Day. Before we let you go here this morning and take a moment and break away from that on this day, we really should remember all of our veterans, should we not?
That's so true. And, you know, I saw an ad on TV that I just wanted to quote this morning. And the ad states, "Home of the free because of the brave." And I think it pretty well sums up how our country views our veterans. Because of the brave people that have sacrificed so much through the years, we are free and have eternal vigilance to make sure that our freedom is maintained by all of the folks that do serve our country.
Well, you bring a very good point to the table that it is the land of the free, thanks to the brave that have stepped up. And we certainly appreciate veterans and groups like yours that do what you do for the veterans, because it's very important to show our support in many different ways.
Well, thank you. And I just wanted to thank everyone out there for their support in regards to that millage issue. And now we can move forward and knowing that our veterans are going to be receiving the assistance that they truly need.